From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. More than 700 migrants are feared to have drowned this week. The United Nations Refugee Agency says migrants were in three smuggling boats that wrecked in the Mediterranean Sea. The survivors of the shipwrecks were taken to Italy. The Italian Coast Guard says more than 1,900 migrants were rescued from boats in the Mediterranean in 16 different operations Friday. Iraqi security forces have surrounded the city of Fallujah on four sides ahead of a planned offensive. Fallujah, a Sunni stronghold, has been held by the Islamic State group longer than any other city in Iraq. IS fighters are believed to be deeply entrenched in the city. As the fighting and airstrikes around the city have intensified, the plight of civilians trapped inside has worsened. While some 800 people have managed to escape, thousands of others have not. Humanitarian agencies are repeatedly calling for civilians to be allowed to leave the city. Relatives of a Pakistani taxi driver who was killed in last week's U.S. drone strike targeting the leader of the Afghan Taliban have formally lodged a police complaint against unnamed U.S. officials. The driver was transporting Taliban chief Mullah Mansur when missiles fired by a drone struck their car in Pakistan's Balochistan province, killing both of them. Iran's state media said Sunday Iranians will not be able to make the Hajj pilgrimage this year. According to Iran's IRNA news agency, the decision was made following the failure of the two governments to reach an agreement on terms for this year's Hajj. Iran accuses the Saudis of creating obstructions to an agreement. The Saudis say Iranians were demanding extra privileges. This is VOA News. Iran's moderate conservative parliamentary leader, Ali Larijani, has been re-elected despite gains made by reformists in February's elections. Larijani's election Sunday is an early win for the moderate conservatives in the new parliament, which convenes Saturday. It also serves as a show of support for moderate President Hassan Rouhani and the nuclear agreement he signed last July. The United Nations says five peacekeepers were killed in an attack Sunday by militants in central Mali. One other peacekeeper was wounded. No group has taken responsibility for the attack. French and UN troops have been deployed in the region for several years since separatist forces joined jihadists to seize the area from Mali. French President François Hollande and German Chancellor Angela Merkel marked the 100-year anniversary of the Battle of Verdun Sunday, laying a wreath at the cemetery in France for the 300,000 soldiers killed. The two leaders said just as their countries, once enemies, had managed to become close allies, the European Union should pull together to deal with the current migrant crisis and a possible British exit from the EU. Ukraine's State Emergencies Services says 17 people were killed in a fire in a building temporarily housing elderly people. Officials say the blaze broke out early Sunday in the two-story building in the village of Litochki. The Rolling Thunder Parade of motorcycles rolled into Washington Sunday to support the U.S. military on the country's Memorial Day weekend. The non-political show of support for American veterans turned into a rally for presumptive Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump. As thousands of motorcyclists cheered, Trump vowed to rebuild the military. He said that if he is elected, the U.S. would, quote, knock the hell out of the Islamic State group. A previously little-noticed U.S. political figure, Libertarian Gary Johnson, again has won his party's presidential nomination Sunday. His candidacy gains increased attention to his party at a moment when majorities of Americans have unfavorable opinions about the major party front runners, Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Hillary Clinton. Israeli media say police are recommending that charges be brought against the wife of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Sarah Netanyahu is accused of misuse of state funds and inflated household spending. She has denied any wrongdoing. State prosecutors will decide if to bring charges. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.